This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit stressed. We talked about this last week. I do a bit of a flotation tank. I like a bit of a flotation tank.
Hop in a tank.
The other thing I like to do is a bit of a massage.
Yes. I'm taking some me time at the moment.
Nice.
Getting some me stuff done. Got my toenails done the other week. Now, today I went and got a massage. And I just decided to get one of the quick ones in the chair, pop you on, put a little sheet over you and give you a massage.
Oh, in the shopping centre?
Yeah, in the shopping centre.
Leave where you're fully clothed. Leave yourself clothed.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah. Don't want to get naked for anyone just yet. It's too soon.
Dean hates it.
And as I was sitting there, I was like, oh, they're being pretty rough on me.
Oh, I like it rough, though.
I like it rough.
You ought to feel it.
Except for when it takes your skin off. They've taken the skin off my neck, and now it looks like I've got a big old hickey on my neck.
Oh, like a little vampire bite.
Yeah.
That's weird. Was that extra?
Oh, I don't know.
But do you feel relaxed?
My shoulders do, my neck doesn't.
Oh, I love it.
I'll go to work tomorrow and I'll put my hair up and people will be like, oh, what have you been up to, Rachel?
It's a stranger.
Not that.
Getting whipped.
Yes, but no, I like a good massage. I like to feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
No shirt off, just skin off.
Talking about having a massage.
Yeah, and getting left battered and bruised and like it with the elbows.
My mother is a remedial massage therapist, and I think she loves massaging me because it hurts.
Oh, she has to inflict the pain.
Oh, yeah, because I do. I cry. It's so painful. If anyone's had one of those, like, sports massages, when they get the old ITB, I don't know what it stands for, but it's up your leg.
Oh, it's up your leg? Oh, on the outside of your leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
On the old outside. On that little muscly bit.
It's terribly burny.
Yeah, and she like flicks it into place and I'm like, oh. She goes, what's wrong? Does that hurt? And I'm just like, you're a monster. So I'm like, I just want a nice relaxation massage.
Did she get the tiger balm out? Is it rid of ligament? Is it ligament?
Oh, she's big on oils.
She likes her oils.
Loves her oils.
Bit of lavender though, or is it?
Oh, that's relaxing.
I don't know what oil she uses. Some sort of.
See, I went to a massage once and they had like the lavender oil and the sounds of whales humping and it just was not for me.
Whales humping?
You know that sort of, you know, very sort of relaxed.
What was that?
Oh, I like the deep tissue. I like to be able to feel it, but I do, yeah, sometimes it can be a bit ouchy.
But that's still a nice pressure point feeling, whereas she's just like, here is the muscle, I'm going to flick it into place.
Yes, so I've had sports injury massages on my foot. So when I was originally run over by the car and the guy...
Traffic update soon.
He used to grab my foot and because all my ligaments and tendons were in the wrong place, he'd just go pop, 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 pop across the top.
Oh.
And he'd give me... he had like things that you could put in your mouth to bite down on. Yeah.
A ball and gag. Yeah,
so
borrow Dean's.
Scream and it hurt so bad.
Now we have had a message in from Karen. Hey Karen, how you doing?
Hi Karen.
Karen booked in for a massage a while back.
Oh.
Just a back massage. Just a simple back massage.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, Karen? Treat yourself.
Get this. The therapist jumped up on the table with her. But it ended up being a good massage. It was a happy ending. Yes, it ended up being a good massage. I'm pleased to hear that, Karen. She used her knees to apply pressure to my legs and my backside. Now, I've done... This is like a Thai massage.
Well, yeah, but usually you tell people what's happening.
Hey, honey, getting on the table with you.
I wonder if you can pay just to get a spoon, like just someone to cuddle you. I mean, you can.
Well, that's
but
not a massage.
It's a different, pay threshold.
But it's when they climb on your back and start putting their knees into your buttocks.
I've always wondered where they actually, you know, where they like walk on your backs. So I've seen it in movies, but I've never had it done.
The Thai massage. Or Swedish. I've had,
borrow someone's 3-year-old.
Well, that's an idea.
Yes, I used to babysit and make kids walk on my back. Crack me, kids, crack me. Make sure you don't say it while the parents are around.
Try this at home.
I don't know.
But tell us, have you had a massage experience that you're able to share on community radio at this time of the day? 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You're with Rach Jackson-Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home. But we're talking about getting massaged, getting rid of all those aches and pains and knots and things. Sometimes they're in your shoulders, but sometimes they're in your feet.
Well, when I was a tour guide in Paris, France. Yeah, I'll tell you about it later and always. So I did three-hour walking tours every day. So walking 3 hours,
sore
feet. Mm. I went on Craigslist, otherwise known as Craigslist.
Le Craigslist.
And I found some guy who's like, oh, I need to, I am a masseuse and I need to get my, you know, hours up to practice massaging feet. And I'm like, oh my God, that'd be great. And, you know, that's what you have to. You have to practice massaging. So I'm like, yeah, I'll get this man to come to my flat.
Come to your home?
Yeah, and I'm like, this sounds great. And he's you know, he sounded great. And then it was an hour to go, and he's going to come, and I rang my friend, and I'm like, I've just invited a stranger to my house. What have I done? And he goes, all right, text me if something happens. No, text me. If I don't hear from you, then something has happened. And we tried to have a plan. I had a knife under my pillow, whatever. It was weird. And it was great. He was actually quite an attractive man. He's sort of Indian-ish man, English.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Like 40s. And I thought, if he's going to try something, I might just go with it.
Did he bring flowers?
No, but he massaged my feet. And then he was gently blowing on them. And then...
Oh, no, what?
He kissed my feet.
Oh, Did he suck a toe?
But I was into it.
Well, yeah.
He just wanted to kiss my feet.
That's hot.
And then I got all my tour guide friends onto it.
Yeah. You shared?
Yeah. I shared him around and he was so thankful. He only wanted lady feet. We didn't care.
That's fine.
And I'm like, did he? And she goes, kiss my feet? Yes. We didn't care. Anyway, if you want to kiss my feet, 0427JOY949.
Hey, tell us your massage stories on air at joy.org.au. Joy, suck our toes all summer long.
Hi, I'm Felipe Rose from The Village People. You're listening to Rach, Jack and Dean on Joy.
You are with Rach Jackson-Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home, and we're talking about getting a massage. Getting our feet, our tootsies done, getting our shoulders done.
Kissed a little bit.
Yes.
I invited a stranger to my home and he kissed my feet and I was fine with it.
Well, we've had a message in from Simon. Simon's story is a little different. His isn't so positive.
Simon messaged in on 0427JOY949.
0427JOY949.
And he said he had some shoulder pains, which were getting pretty bad. So he decided to go and see a masseur who worked his shoulders and neck very hard. He said it was painful, but he said keep on going. 2 days later, turns out he had an inflamed
thoracic
nerve.
Inflamed thoracic nerve.
Yes.
Thoracic park.
And a day after that, the same nerve also got pinched between two vertebrae in his neck. So the pain was so bad he had to go to hospital at 4 a.m. and it took 3 months to recover from the massage.
Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing,
ouch,
be careful.
That's not very relaxing, Simon.
That is not relaxing at all.
No. My mum, the remedial massage therapist, she's very anti, you know, who's got their certificate? Who hasn't? You've got to be careful who's squishing around your muscles.
Absolutely.
But this is it. You've said there, I want to get my terms right. I'm very particular about terms.
Mm.
So massage therapist.
Remedial, yeah.
A remedial massage therapist versus a masseur versus a masseuse.
Yeah.
Discuss. What is the difference? I don't understand.
I don't know.
Are they all massage therapists?
At 120 pounds?
Oh.
I don't know.
120 bucks.
No, there's different things. One's, actually doing something.
Deep tissue.
Relaxation. Whack a few stones on. You can do cupping.
You have to know all
the muscles, all the ligaments, all the joints, how they work. Mm. Not just go, oh, I'm just going to, you know, you're at a party and someone's like, oh, you look tense. And they
wake up kissing your toes. I have a similar story, only someone approached me about massaging and licking my feet in response to a makeup ad that I had put on Gumtree. I was like, I'm a makeup artist. If you want to book me, email me. Got a text message. Someone said, can I lick your massage and lick your feet? I'm a 24-year-old male. And I was like, no, thank you. I didn't respond. I was just like, I'm not that.
Do they want their face made up as well?
Yeah.
Part of the game?
Yeah, whilst you do it.
Yeah. Well,
sharing skills.
Sure, I can do your makeup whilst you massage my feet. I'm okay with that. But
have you ever massaged your face?
Yes.
Because you get really tight, because we're always talking, we're always massaging the old...
Around the jaw.
Yeah. If you just get your fingers and poke them into your cheeks or, like, around your jaw, God, it feels tight.
Oh, unless you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel. But we're all doing it right
so
now.
So my mum, everyone, can put gloves on, stick them in your mouth and massage it from the inside.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.